Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty, inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome back to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, I'm talking about a pause, not a quit, beauty business and staying in the game. So I know I've been missing in action the last couple weeks. My first 25 episodes, I've been pretty much consistent with putting something out every week. But with the holidays, I had such a crazy December. I had so many events, and I also had a big collab I was working on. It was just too much. And I felt like I don't have something inspiring to share. I don't want to just add more noise in the middle of a very noisy season. Anyone that's in business also knows once the holidays are over, there's a big lull, and it could be almost depressing, a vacuum type of feeling. Everyone's exhausted and just kind of needing a reset. And I just don't want to be that cliche person getting on and talking about all my wins in 2025 and what my visions are for 2026. And so I haven't done anything. I've thought about different subjects to talk about, but again, the timing hasn't been right. And I'd rather skip a week or two and just have it be quality when it comes. And even today, I had a lot of different thoughts about what I could talk about, but I feel like I need to at least bring you guys up to date on some things with my production, starting with, I had an amazing December. I mean, it was so busy and so great. One of the things I did, and I talked about it in an earlier episode, I had curated this collection for Shasti Flaw, who's the celebrity reporter that I've been on her show, Flawsome Talk, a few times, and doing a collab with where we did this makeup tutorial, kind of a mini masterclass. And I was so excited because she has a really big following, and a lot of her followers follow me now too. And I just love her women. They're all just super authentic. And so is Shasti. And a lot of our alignment together is we both are obviously want to look good, but we're both about erring more on the natural side when it comes to makeup, skincare, things that you can do that give you results without doing crazy plastic surgery. Not that we have anything against it, because people are quite vocal on YouTube. They'll take one sentence and get triggered and say we said something that we didn't. I have nothing against plastic surgery. We'll just talk about how the younger girls are taking it too far. It's weird when everyone looks the same. I will still say there's way too many plastic surgeons, makeup techniques. I don't know what it is where you'll see a whole friend group and you can't tell who's who because they all look exactly the same. To me, that's weird. It's not what I do. I do natural makeup that enhances your own beauty, that takes 5 minutes, and women are really appreciative because I make them look younger and I show them how to do it. Super important. So anyways, I spent quite a long time putting every last piece together of this collab with Shasti, and she approved everything. And then we flew over and did an entire day of shooting the tutorials and talking about it and showing all the products. And then I came back to order everything because I wanted to make sure before I got all the products in my warehouse that everything was shot, approved by her, looks great on camera, good to go. And I had done a lot of testing of the kit at my country club pop-ups and my holiday trunk shows. And I was selling out. I talked about how we even had women cheering at the bar when I was doing the little demos of it. So the colors are amazing and I'm so excited. But anyways, when I got back to do the actual order, the lab, who's been in business for over 40 years, that I've ordered from in one way or another for probably 30 years, just certain things I get from them, didn't get back to me. And it was a week, 10 days, no response. And I just had this dreaded, horrible feeling. And after doing all of this research online, I found out that their company had went out of business without telling any of their customers or having any message on their phone, nobody answering emails. I eventually tracked down the attorney for the sale, and it's a huge company. Their warehouse out of New York was over 300,000 square feet. I've never been there, but that's what they say online. They went out of business. So they did a private sale, and I am in contact with the legal people so that the new buyer, somebody did buy it, as soon as they take it over, they should be reaching back out to me so that I can order what I need. I'm crossing my fingers and get the other stuff that I get from this source, which I happen to get my brow product. There's a couple tinted primers, but just a few things, thankfully. But this collab in particular, I had used 5 of their in-stock formulas that we whittled down out of hundreds of options. This is what we had chosen. So in the meantime, Shasti was fine with it because a lot of my episodes, I talk about pulling back the curtain in the beauty industry and just being transparent. And that's what I'm doing now, is being transparent with you guys about the delay. But I also have 2 other sources that I work with. One that makes my Capri lipstick for me and my concealer. I love this lab and the woman that owns it. I've already sent her the whole collab and she's seeing what they can make, what they can't. And I have another source also doing the same thing. So bottom line is we will get all the colors and products, and it may just take, not may, it will take a little bit longer. So anyways, I just kind of was grateful that I had a great month. Anyways, I had a lot of good things happening, so it wasn't a huge devastation, but it's just part of being in business. You have to realize, who could have seen that coming? Had I known a week before, I wouldn't have flown out there and shot everything. But at the same time, it could have been worse. We could have aired it on her podcast and had tons of orders, which we did the last 2 times, and then not have been able to fulfill it, which would have been horrible. So I'm choosing to look on the bright side of it and say, we're just going to have a little blip and a delay. And as soon as we have it all ready to go, we will be launching it and be even more excited than before. Because trust me, the coolest thing about this kit that I created, and I have to say, it's kind of taking the makeup artist with you to Sephora. There's so much room to get it wrong with every category. And I'll tell you very quickly, this kit has a shimmering bronzing powder that you put on with this little white fluffy paddle brush. It's incredible. The combo of how it goes on, it gives you this shimmer glow in a sheer way, but yet with coverage, if that makes sense. And then there's a beautiful blush and lipstick that are both close together in color. They're kind of a, I would say, a peachy pink, hard to describe, but super universal, so flattering, not a boring nude. They're just the right touch of shimmer and pink to make it just look fresh and young. And then there's a luminizing stick that's this gold highlight that's a light gold, not orange, very light. Clear gold is the only way clean that I can describe it. And you put that straight down the center of your nose, above your cheekbones, on your brow bone. And then the blush too, you can use in your crease of your eyeshadow. So between these 5 SKUs, you can use it for everything. And it takes all of 1 minute to put it on. So it's fun at my events because I demo it. And immediately when there's a lot of women there, it's fun because you can watch me put it on other people and every person's, oh my God, I want it. I have to have it. Everyone buys it, has to have it. And now it's sold out and I am scrambling to get it remade. So that's where I am with that. The other thing I'll bring you guys up to date on with my, I won't go into boring recap of 2025. I just, for some reason, cannot stand when different shows, Entertainment Tonight or whatever it is, they go back through a year and recap. And I don't know. I can't stand that. But anyways, I did have 2 goals for 2025 and I did reach both of them. One was to do my own podcast and it was a lot of work getting it up and off the ground and learning how to do it. And I did, and it's been amazing. It's been so much fun to learn it. And then again, just how to edit it and upload it and promote it and get it out on all the sites. So that has been amazing. I've done 25 episodes. So I'm proud of myself there, just with laying down the foundation. And then I wanted to write my book, Beauty Revival. And I did write the book. It was so much work, so much work. And again, it's frustrating because I will feel it's done and then it's another stage of developmental editing. And I'm glad, because again, this has been my first book, so it's been a learning experience too, that I did take longer and get the extra work that it needed, because I could keep editing it for probably 2 more years and make it better and better yet. But I want it to be at a level that I'm proud of and that people can relate to and that I'm bringing value, not just telling my stories, but it's all for a reason. And I just was frustrated because it was such a passion project of mine. And I wanted it done by my birthday, which was in August. And then when I saw that wasn't going to happen, I hired the new developmental editor. And she had said, I paid her up front for a big chunk of it to hold the month of September, because she was going to do it for me in the month of September. But she didn't even start it until almost November. Again, then my goal was to get it done by Christmas, and that didn't happen. And then once it was done with her, then it had to go to a formatter, which I didn't realize how long that would take. And I was having her do it, but it was kind of the same pattern as before. She just wasn't a great communicator and did not have nearly the passion that I do for my project. It just seemed she would get to it when she would get to it from her former pattern with the editing. I just finally got frustrated when I saw it wasn't going to be done by the end of the year and pulled it from her and hired a new company to do that piece. So they're just formatting it and putting together the title and the back title and the spine and laying out the pages, putting in the title page, the half title page, all of these things. So again, waiting for them to finish. And I believe I'm just going to be uploading it on Amazon Kindle, and then I'm going to be printing them out through Amazon. And I may launch it more formally a few months from now with the publisher. But for now, I just want to get it out to my clients. I want to start promoting it at my events, and I have some really fun ideas for promoting it with events and bookstores, which I'm not going to share yet, but I am excited. So anyways, though, hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival Launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. Those were the goals. They're done. It wasn't quite perfectly tied up in a bow by December 31st, which I would have preferred, but I just got to go. I'm doing the best I can, and that's good enough. So I'm not getting myself all stressed out about it. So now here we are in January. Things are a little bit slower. So I am just relaxing a little bit more, keeping my workouts going on, got my green juices going, staying healthy, staying in a positive mindset, and doing one more thing that I think is going to be great for kind of first quarter, maybe second quarter, with how long things can take for 2026, is I'm going to be doing a course called the Beauty Revival Blueprint. And it's going to be a course that's going to have several different modules, and we're going to go way deeper into video tutorials with how to do your makeup, how to take it from daytime to nighttime, skincare, just educating you guys on how to use the products, again, daytime to nighttime, and then really going into the things that actually I know that work that you can do yourself for your skin too, because I just have so many clients and I have so many women that ask me the same questions. And honestly, I want to help and I want to just show them what they can do. And I know that it's stressful because there are so many treatments out there. I mean, personally, I'm an esthetician. I've owned spas. I get overwhelmed when I go into a med spa and see all the different stuff that they do. And I told you guys, I have done a couple microneedling treatments. I feel that works. And I did see one of my friends get a really good results from that. So I know that that works. But then I was doing the RF microneedling. And then I watched a YouTube from this one doctor saying, don't do that. All these horrible reasons why you shouldn't. And I'm, oh my God, I'm stopping that. So it comes down to what can you do that you know that is safe. And I'm just going to share with you guys what I personally do and things that you can easily get the tools for. Some of these things I'm looking at bringing in my own tools for you guys. One is a galvanic device because I have used the one from Nu Skin. I told you guys, I found out about it on the set of Dancing with the Stars. I sold tons of them. I did not that it was multi-level marketing, but I also wanted to share it with my clients because it is something that absolutely works and that you could easily do at home. But since then, they have gone out of business with that device. I guess the FDA decided that it's a medical device. So I know what the technology is, and it's galvanic current. And basically what it does, you just kind of use it. It irons out the wrinkles on your face and it lifts your skin. So you do these movements, takes all of 5 minutes. You do it a couple times a week, and it absolutely makes your skin look better. It's one of the things I swear by. I do it and I love it. And I'm looking at one source right now for a cute pink one that I'm going to brand. And after I determine it's safe and that it does what it needs to do, I'm going to offer it because, again, I know there's way too many ways to get it wrong out there. And then as far as doing your own dermaplaning with face razors, it's so easy to do. I swear by it. I love it. It gets off all the dead skin, all the peach fuzz, and your serums work better. They're not just sitting on top of dead skin. And then the doing your own microneedling with the rollers. And I have been doing that myself. I'm a believer in that because it just stimulates your collagen again, which causes it to rejuvenate, which makes you look younger. And then the other thing is a red light therapy mask. I have one on my site. I use mine pretty much every day. I absolutely love it. There's before and afters on my site. You can see that it does work. It stimulates collagen. It takes all of 12 minutes, I think. And I always listen to an inspirational type of video when I have it on. So it does double duty, basically setting me up to have a great week ahead or a great day ahead. So yeah, and then I'm going to go into other things that is the core of Beauty Revival, which is about your mission in life and your purpose and your mindset, because as women, we're having to overcome so much negativity in the world in so many categories. And I feel your boundaries is your empowerment and your mindset, because the way you look at things really matters. And I just have a knack for that. And I've always been good at helping people through lots of different problems and issues by helping them to reframe it and see it in a different way. And the whole second half of my book, Beauty Revival, is called the Miracle Code. And I have a code that I created on how to create miracles. And it's basically a system of visualizing, speaking your word, praying, and waiting for the miracle to happen. And I've made it a way of life now with anything that comes my way. When something isn't working out as fast as it should, even down to I'm trying to buy a new car this last few weeks, and I won't go into all of that. It probably will be an episode at some point, but I just have this way of living my life where things have to flow. They have to make sense. And when you start to see a lot of friction or resistance, it's not the right timing or it's not the right thing. And there's always something better. And I'm always teaching my daughter this. I see it with her own life too. She's had so many circumstances where she was really let down by something. And I just spoke it out. I said, you're going to see this is all for the best. And then always something far better works out for her. I also just apply it to anything that's happening. I just keep my eyes on God. When I have an issue, I'm not going to wallow in the problem. This is all stuff that I'm going to put into my module because I really think it's important. I think it's about the quality of your life. And I'm not perfect. I still have days. I said the last couple of weeks, I haven't really done my podcast because I didn't feel I really had anything of value to share. But I do think it's good to get inspiration from other people, and I want to be that for you guys. I want to say your life is what you make it, and we need to get up, not too early so that your whole day is wrecked, but get up and have things in place that make you happy about your life. I get up, I make my coffee. I've talked about it in one of my very earliest episodes where I put my turmeric and cinnamon and stevia and almond milk. I come down in my bedroom. I have 100 fluffy, fluffy, beautiful pillows and soft blankets, and I get my computer out. And sometimes I do my little 30-minute Bible study. Sometimes I do it at night, but I listen to a few different motivational videos. Some are prayers. I try to every day do one at least, maybe two, that are just prayers for my daughter. I just try to be super intentional with my day. And I'm going to go through all of this because I just see so many more miracles happen when I do this. And when you slide off of it, you start drinking wine all the time instead and thinking, you get pulled into it with the holidays, and it can easily become a little habit. Not that you're doing it every day, but you just start to feel crap. And you just, I feel the cleaner you stay, the more narrow your path is, the more rewarding it is, and the safer you are in every category. I literally just try to stay under his wings, if what I mean. Psalm 91 there, no weapon formed against me will prosper. So yeah, I get all of my spiritual warfare on. And again, it empowers me. It makes me feel great. I do my workouts. I go to Orange Theory. Right after this, I'm heading to my Hot Works where I'm going to do my hot stretch in my red light therapy. It's actually infrared therapy sauna. And then I'm doing a blast class right afterwards, which is only 15 minutes. The stretch is 40 minutes and then the blast is 15, but it's on an elliptical and it's at 130 degrees in the sauna. And I'm going to feel so good when I come out of there. And again, it keeps your endorphins up. It keeps you motivated to eat healthy and keeps you looking better, all of the things, so that you're in control of your life. So I'm going to just keep that all in mind as I develop this course and shoot these videos for you guys, and then make that something that you guys can also subscribe to. Probably just a one-time thing. I don't know. I haven't thought that far out. But anyways, so in summary, if you are in a season where things are feeling delayed or quiet, it doesn't mean that you missed it. It means you're being rerouted, because timing is everything. And when you're pushing, and it all falls apart, it's because God has something better. There's going to be a better version of it. Be patient, keep the faith, and it will miraculously come to be. So that's it for today. So thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty. And check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.